the Talking Horses, winner of the week.
Lady Lupino's got along at a strong gallop. Two in front. Two Loving Gabby, who's throwing out the lasso now. Lady Lupino a length and a half. Two Loving Gabby. And Castel Vecchio's cutting loose on the outside. Lady Lupino beat off Loving Gabby. But Castel Vecchio hitting top gear. And Castel Vecchio charges away now in the champagne. Loving Gabby ultimately won the race for second in front of Lady Lupino. Then came Fortress Command and Prince for Waz going well at odds.
He couldn't have been more impressive yesterday. Done deal, getting the Group 1 Champagne Stakes to his CV. He's a colt by Done Deal, which stands at Arrowfield Stud, and one of the most informed young stallions anywhere in Australasia. Susan Archer from Arrowfield joining us on the program this morning to discuss the win and what it all means for the future of not only Castel Vecchio potentially, but his sire Done Deal. How are you this morning, Susan, and happy Easter.
Thank you very much, Joe. Happy Easter to you. No, I'm in very good shape and very good form after that win yesterday. That was absolutely fantastic, and we're delighted, particularly for Ottavio and Wendy Galletta, Castel Vecchio's owners, his young trainer Richard Litt and Josh Parr, who rode him so well. Just a tremendous win and a real milestone win, of course, for Done Deal, his first Group 1 winner in Australia.
And what a chip off the old block Castel Vecchio is. He's really been stamped by Done Deal.
He sure has. I think in looks, in physique, he's a very athletic horse. He's got that enormous high energy. I read this morning that Richard Litt said he's got him down to having four people required to saddle him up, not because he's nasty in any way. He's just impatient, high energy, wants to get on with the job, curious about everything, and just loves to compete. And those are all qualities that we saw in Done Deal, and we're certainly seeing them in his stock.
Done Deal's form as a stallion at the moment is absolutely brilliant. You must be so pleased.
We're really proud of him. We had very high hopes for him. He was a really, really high-class horse. Of course, we all saw that six-time Group 1 winner, just a tremendous racehorse at 3 and 4. But I think, you know, what we're seeing now is 7 stakes winners from his first 72 runners. It's about 9.7% stakes winners to runners. I've done a bit of a comparison with previous champion sires. And, you know, I think how stallions start, Snitzel, Not a Single Doubt, and I Am Invincible of Tortoise, that a slow burn, you know, still can work out very well, and that not all stallions start the same way, absolutely. But the only stallion that I can find in recent years that bears comparison with what Done Deal's doing at the moment is Reduced Choice. So he was slightly better. But the figures he's putting together, 3 Group 1 winners now, Your Deal, a 2-time Group 1 winning 2-year-old in New Zealand, Atiab, Classic winner in South Africa, and now Castel Vecchio, and 4 other stakes winners from, you know, fewer than 80 runners. It signals that he's going to be a force to be reckoned with over the next decade, as John Massara said yesterday.
They are amazing stats, Susan, and Arrowfield is set to announce its stallion fees on Tuesday this week. So what then potentially does the win of Castel Vecchio mean for Done Deal, who inevitably is going to have a service fee rise anyway?
Well, his fee has certainly been under discussion over the last 10 days or so since the Easter sale, and, you know, he averaged 12 times his fee at that sale. It's important to remember he stood 5 seasons at $25,000 plus GST. So it's been our custom to be pretty conservative in terms of how we manage service fees. The only thing that really matters is what they do on the track. So, yes, I think you can safely anticipate an increase, but we're very mindful of the risks and the costs of breeding and the competitive world we live in. So there's plenty of discussion going on still, and we will announce on Tuesday morning. I can't give you any more hints than that.
And he'll be joined, of course, this coming season by the recently retired The Autumn Sun.
Oh, absolutely. We're very excited about him. It's wonderful to be standing 5 sons of Reduced Choice, you know, in the season after his death. And The Autumn Sun is his best colt, really is the headliner, behind Snitzel, of course, 2-time champion sire, making a real bid for his third title with, I see this morning, $21.5 million in stakes already. and Not a Single Doubt, of course, doing a tremendous job. Scissor Kick and Pariah coming on stream. So we're absolutely thrilled to see the enormous legacy that Redoute's Choice has left us, and the most wonderful epitaph, really, the Autumn Sun, five-time Group 1 winner, the only colt to win the Caulfield, Rose Hill and Randwick Guineas, and the Golden Rose as well. So it's $77,000, including GST. I think it's the highest fee we've launched a young stallion at, and we've had enormous inquiry for him.
I bet you have. Susan, thanks for talking to us on the program this morning, and you enjoy the rest of the Easter weekend.
Thank you very much indeed, Jo.
Susan Archer from Arrowfield discussing the very impressive win yesterday of the son of Dundee, Castel Vecchio.